it's Dave. A word about something I wear every time I'm on stage. One golden thread. My wife introduced me to this great line of clothing that fits just about any gig I do. Their shirts breathe, move with me, and stay comfortable whether it's hot, cold, or anywhere in between. I feel like my body and soul are in tune when I wear them. They're made from tree-based fibers, and every piece helps plant a tree. I'm an affiliate, and you can use the code in the show notes for 18% off at onegoldenthread.com. Feel free and gig on. It's Dave Goodrich. Looking to take your life in music to where you want it to be, but you are unsure about where to start? I'm here to help you. Check out coaching options at davegoodrich.com/work with me. See the show notes for more details.
Welcome to 15 Minutes with Dave Goodrich, where music is life. From the beginning, I've always had a deep love for music. I've spent my life creating and perfecting my lifestyle to surround it. My life is an adventure in song and sound, and I'm excited to share what I collect along the way. Join me as we discover new ways to live a richer, more satisfying lifestyle in music. I'm your host, Dave Goodrich. I'm a performing singer, songwriter, producer, and music coach. I want to help you get better at what you do.
Hey there, welcome back to 15 Minutes with Dave Goodrich. Today we're talking about fame. Now, before anybody gets uncomfortable, let's relax for a second. I'm not talking about becoming a social media flash who posts 12 times a day and who is more familiar with studio light than real sunlight. I'm talking about something much, much deeper. I'm talking about becoming known, recognized, remembered, understood, memorable, in the best sense of the word. And if you want any kind of real, lasting visibility in music, it doesn't start with likes, views, shares, follows, algorithms, ad spend, or trying to reverse engineer what's working this week. It starts with you. Your identity, your point of view, your way of being in the world, your iconic presence. Because if attention shows up before identity is coherent, all you've really done is amplify confusion. And confusion doesn't build anything that lasts, nor does it bring about the best kind of fame. In episodes 10 and 16, we touched on various facets of identity, from looking at the identity of your future self in order to develop mastery, to considering your musical identity as you expand your music career portfolio. However, in this episode, we will focus more on your identity with regards to fame and attention from the outside world. A lot of musicians quietly hope attention from others will tell them who they are, that if enough people respond, something will click into place. But attention doesn't shape identity. It reveals it. And sometimes it exaggerates whatever is already there. If you're clear, it strengthens you. If you're not, it pulls you in every direction at once. There's a passage in the book, Rainforest Strategy, that says, "The simple rule in the jungle is that the one with the most light grows fastest." But then the passage goes deeper and tells us that light enables vision. And vision begins with seeing yourself clearly. Who you are, how you're wired, what actually moves you. That's the part many people skip. We want the light, but we haven't done the seeing. There's a word that sits underneath all of this. Magnetism. In the charisma myth, Olivia Fox Caban breaks it down into three things. Presence, power, warmth. Presence means you're fully there. Power means you're able to affect the world around you and you believe that what you're doing matters. Warmth means you're emanating goodwill that people can feel. You don't manufacture those elements. People feel them immediately. And they come from alignment, when who you are and what you're doing match. The artists that people remember tend to have that before anything big happens, before they become famous. They don't become magnetic because they're visible. They become visible because something about them is already pulling people in. You know this without thinking about it. Picture David Bowie, Dolly Parton, Prince, Freddie Mercury, Lady Gaga. There's no confusion. And what they did wasn't create something random. They took something true about themselves and turned it all the way up. That's where things can get uncomfortable. Because turning it up means being seen more clearly. And we can have resistance to that. Linda Ugolo talks about this in Delight in the Limelight, that what people are really afraid of isn't performing, it's being seen. And once you notice that, it explains a lot. People get close to embodying something real, something authentic, perhaps even iconic, and then they soften it. They round it out. They pull back. They make it more acceptable. I've done that. I still catch myself doing it. But every time I do it, I lose a little bit of the signal, a little more of my iconic self. I hide my genius. One of the many instances where this came shining through was on the set of a movie called Iron-Jawed Angels. Some of my creative entrepreneurial endeavors have involved working in movies, TV, and commercials. Don't look for credits because I didn't get that far. On that movie, however, I was working heavily and getting called to work on set with the principal actors. When not on set, I was reading this great book called The Art of Film Acting by Jeremiah Comey. In it, he speaks of working from your core, from who you really are. The book sank in, and as I applied myself to it, I found myself losing a lot of fear of the camera. I was interacting with real pros, with iconic presences. I was lunching with the location writer, who I could have easily asked for a line in the movie. At one point, I felt so confident in a riot scene that I was directing people around me on placement and action. Something happened, though. I felt myself softening, and eventually I pulled back. I dropped out of the movie. In hindsight, I feel it was my old fear of the light that tugged on my shoulder, saying, "You're going too far." More on self-sabotage in episode 9 of this podcast. I'm certain I wouldn't have been a Leonardo or a Brando, but had I been more clear on sticking to the core of who I am, perhaps I would have moved up. In the book Fanocracy, there's a simple idea. People don't become fans because you reach them. They become fans because they feel something real. That only happens when there's something real to feel. And that requires you to stop filtering yourself into something easier to consume. At some point, this stops being internal. You have to move. Jim Gottlieb talks about this in Be Seen. You actually have to say what you're doing out loud to people, even if it's not polished or well rehearsed. Just clearly. And that moment, that's a big one. Because now you're not hiding behind your work, you're standing with it, creating something irresistible. Coming back to the book Rainforest Strategy, there's an idea called the orchid element. Creating irresistibility, creating something so distinct that it naturally draws attention. Not because it's forced, but because it's unmistakable. Because it's beautiful, it's iconic, it's genius, it creates awe. And there's another passage in the same book that I find hard to forget. In a dry season, some trees will drop everything, leaves, cover, protection, just to produce flowers. That's their form of visibility, their way of making sure they're seen. There's something in that. Letting go of what's covering you so something real can come through. So if you're trying to build something in music, grow an audience, get known in a way that actually lasts, start by asking these questions. Where am I still unclear about who I am? Where am I adjusting instead of owning? Where am I holding back something that if I leaned into would change everything? Not necessarily the safe version, the real one, your iconic orchid effect, because that's usually the thing people recognize. So maybe the question isn't, how do I become famous? Maybe it's, how do I become so clear, so aligned, so fully myself that being known becomes a natural result? The people we remember don't wait for attention to define them. They define themselves and then let the world meet them there. That's the work, to see yourself clearly, to trust what you find, to express it without watering it down. So when someone comes across your music, they don't just hear something good, they recognize you. And that's where it starts. Thanks for spending this time with me. Until next time, much love and much music.
To never miss an episode, click the subscribe button. To sign up for the 15 Minutes with Dave Goodrich newsletter, go to 15minutes.powersongtribe.media. That's 15minutes.powersongtribe.media.
Presented by Power Song Tribe, a songwriting adventure company. Own your song, own your power.